Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts, Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
So this is Paris. I'm here at Summer Game Fest, and I'm at my actual first appointment for Summer Game Fest, and it is Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty. So here with a couple of people from CD Projekt Red. So if you could please introduce yourself.
Hello, Victoria Stachowska. I'm working in CD Projekt Red as an environment artist and coordinator of the Environment City team.
Hey there, I'm Kacper Niepokulczycki, which is the longest name ever, I know that. And I'm a lead environment artist and working with Victoria together to bring you the best expansion possible.
Oh, well, thank you both for taking a few minutes to talk to me. So I've really been anticipating this expansion, Phantom Liberty. So I got roughly about an hour playing the demo. So I have a lot of questions. So I think one that a lot of people are going to want to know is, where does this take place in the timeline of the main game?
Okay. So So basically this takes place in between. I mean, in the side of the timeline for the base game, right? So we already know Johnny. We already in this what's going on in the base game. However, there's the subplot that you can take and have fun with Dogtown. In Dogtown with Dogtown.
So in that aspect, I'm brand new playing it from the start. Where would this pick? Can I go directly into Phantom Liberty, or do I have to play through a certain portion of the main game before I can get to this?
Basically, after the release, you're going to be able to play Phantom Liberty as a separate standalone expansion. That's possible. However, still in the time frame for the whole Cyberpunk timeline, it's in between it, inside of it.
Gotcha.
On the main game.
Gotcha. So one thing that I noticed, obviously, people will get into the storyline with Rosalind, the president, and the crash and everything that happens, but this is a new area that we're in, Dogtown. So can you kind of talk about this area and what this means as far as Night City goes?
So in general, Dogtown is technically part of the Night City, in particular Pacifica. But in terms of identity and also physically and legally, it is detached from the city. So it has its own identity. An average person, average NPC from the Night City cannot easily enter that, unless they have some interest, shady business, or they are exiled or whatever else reason. We as a player has this option to enter this place, going into the alliance with Somi, who has to escape her own cage, because as we remember from the base game, we as a player, as V, are kind of suspended between life and death. So doing this alliance, we can enter the place, which is completely different, because Phantom Liberty gives you, as we saw, the completely new part of the world, which is different from what we remember from the Night City. And I don't know what your personal experience is, so you can share with us if you want. Just something that we wanted to keep is we wanted to be different from the base game, and we wanted to create world which is based on completely different laws, let's say. So there is no kind of normal civilization laws. This is something different. And when you enter this place, you would notice that this is demolished, this is ruined, this is decaying, this is covered by dust, by rubble, and kind of totally different stories happening there. I don't know, because I can talk hours. So depending how long you wanna listen,
Well, that's what I mean. I know we only have limited time, and just I would have 1,000 questions as well. But there were a few things that did stick out that, and I'm curious about Dogtown and if this actually carries over into the main game. So airdrops, I believe that's what it was called. What is that? What is that new iteration into the game? How is that going to work?
This is something new that we added. And airdrops are this part of gameplay. This is the open world activity that story-wise, you just got the supply from the air, because you cannot just simply enter and get out from the Dogtown. It is kind of ghetto. So whatever goes in, it is strictly controlled, and airdrops are kind of supplies, that loot is inside. So you have this option to take it. You can go into combat or you can explore, depending on kind of airdrop that is there.
And that is just specific to Dogtown as far as airdrop, which makes sense from everything that you're explaining. So another thing, which was really cool that I got to do, is vehicle combat. I notice in the game. So now there's vehicles, there's rockets and the whole thing. So how is that going to work? Is that specific only to Dogtown as well, or would that be throughout Night City?
So this is a new feature. It will not be only limited to Dogtown. So you're going to be able to go and wreck mayhem on Night City itself if you want to.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something very exciting for us because it gives a lot of awesome possibilities right now, right? It's super fun to play. So yeah, you're going to be able to fire up Dogtown and Night City with that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So now along the lines, because you talked about this last year, the, I believe it's the 1.7 update. So I would assume, is that coming with Phantom Liberty or before? And is what I just saw as far as the vehicle combat, is that a part of just the 1.7 patch, or is that a Phantom Liberty feature?
So right now, I feel like we just want to stick with Phantom Liberty information, right? So I don't want to give you a false info here.
No, understood on that. So along those lines, sticking with, I noticed random encounters. There was vehicles as far as people coming in and they were shooting. So are there more like just random open world activities that are going to be happening? Is that just Dogtown, or is that
So basically for the whole game itself, we invest a lot of time to improve the gameplay systems and AI systems, for example, right? So right now there's going to be so much more dynamic situations going on everywhere. Like the very big thing that we did is, again, as I said before, AI, but also AI for the whole police system. So the police system is going to be so much more complex right now, so much more engaging and so much more believable. And I think this is a very good place with where we're at right now. I feel like for me personally, that's a huge fun to have fun with police right now, just going and trying to escape or fight them, because you can just fight them. It's going to be tough because the more stars you're going to have, Max Tech is going to get in, and Max Tech is very brutal right now. However, you can try to fight them off. And on top of that, you have, as I said before, those cars, and you can have more fun with the vehicle combat, trying to escape the police, and have much more fun with this new AI system. So it's definitely something that will just bring so much joy and fun if you are that person that just trying to go somewhere and be brutal about whatever you want to be.
That's fantastic. So another thing in this, there's a new control scheme in the game. What was the decision to go with that for Phantom Liberty?
To be fair, you can control and modify your controller as much as you want, right? It's up to you. You can control modifier. You can control and modify your controller. Yeah. I think it's just basically there are some new features for gameplay, like the air dash, for example, right? And the old scheme was not very much fitting the new gameplay mechanics that we added. So it was natural to us to figure out the new scheme. So we tried to keep the original one. However, you can go to original one as well if you want to. The new one, I think it takes a few minutes to adjust, but after that, it actually works pretty well.
Yeah, it definitely does, because it's so funny, because lately I've been playing as a Netrunner as my build. So that was my mentality, and I'm like, wait, it's not working. Yeah. But speaking on that, because I believe I was playing more of like a solo build in this instead of a Netrunner, but as far as the skill tree goes, are there any new quick hacks, perks, anything that we can expect to come with Phantom Liberty, and also weapons as well?
So the question was around new perks, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have in general the new perks tree, which is more condensed than what you probably remember from the base game. This is more simplified and more easy to remember and to manage by the player. And according with this, we are adding in general many gameplay features.
Yeah.
We added some cyberware additional, and we have some additional stuff like... you probably noticed, I don't know which one you took. Yeah, you were the first solo, yeah? So you can dash and much other stuff.
And also at the beginning of the game, you saw that Salmi gives you a new perk skill tree, right? The relic skill tree, new thing. It's just for, it's a design for EP1, the new, basically gives you new abilities to some of the abilities you had before. And also what happened is that our team worked super hard to balance the game a bit more to get to the point where we're going to be more happy about it. And for example, what we did, we removed a lot of those perks. So there's less perks, but right now that's much more affecting your gameplay, let's say, path. And for example, if you want to be Terminator, you can be a Terminator right now. You can just stand, and like there are new abilities, like you can, if you're going to be strong solo, you can hit someone, you can pick someone and throw someone if you want to. You can actually be able to go through crowds and just like knock them on the side. So things happening that's very exciting, because you have so much more options right now. And wherever you're going to be, you're actually able to be that person and the cyberpunk in this Night City world.
Oh, that is great. Now, there was, and I don't know if I want to spoil it just in case, but there was somebody that showed up and while we were playing, and it prompted me to think, gigs. Are we going to see any new gigs while we're in Dogtown? Is it just going to be one person, multiple people? What can we expect there?
Can you please specify the gigs?
What was his name? I guess I'll just say now. Was it Mr. Hand? Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the gigs. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I just want to make sure
you're
talking about the same thing here. So Dogtown comes with everything. Mm-hmm. We have the huge open world place, the district itself was packed with gigs. We have a lot of new gigs. We have a lot of new side missions there. A lot of new dynamic world activities. So Dogtown is packed. You're going to be not bored there at all. So it's a lot.
Okay. And then finally, I have to bring it up because I know a lot of people are going to be excited about this and curious. Both Keanu Reeves, Johnny Silverhand, and obviously we now have Idris Elba joining in. Can you kind of talk about Idris? Talk about his role that we're going to have. It's Solomon, that he's going to be in Phantom Liberty. I'll just say this for people to know. So as I played, I made a certain choice where I didn't accept the mission that was going on. It actually failed. It was kind of funny, but I know I will when we play Phantom Liberty. But speaking of Solomon and even as the relationship with Johnny, how is that going to work as we move into Phantom Liberty as far as, again, going back to Solomon's role in the game?
So basically, Phantom Liberty introduced Solomon, right?
Yeah.
Which is like this super high-end spy and like espionage world. And he's there. And your relationship with him are very much on you. Like whatever steps you're going to take, whatever decisions you're going to make, it will affect the whole story, right? And of course, we have still Johnny Silverhand there to support us and help us. But we don't want to spoil anything because every single decision, every single step you're going to take will give you different outcomes. And that's where the whole fun spy world starts.
Yeah, and I think it's fantastic. I could tell just in my time, the decisions and the choices that I was seeing there. So speaking on that, coming from what the main game was into Phantom Liberty, are you expanding on some more of the choices as far as the repercussions of what potentially could happen depending on what you do? Obviously, I made one that completely were like, well, I guess the game is over. So as we get deeper into this with choices, will we see that branch out even more than we saw in the main game?
So as you probably know, our DNA is to tell very compelling stories and very deep stories and actually give the players the possibility to create their own stories, right? So every single possible decision gives you different branches. And I feel like in this one specifically, we went full on. Literally, it's very complex. That's why I don't want to say too much because it just gives you so much joy and fun to be actually getting there step by step. Be cautious what you want to do because it actually gives you different outcomes.
Yeah.
Add one thing, because we decided on a genre of spy thriller, and this is a feature of spy thriller that you cannot trust anyone because people there have their own motivations, their own goals, and they clash. So until the end, you are investing in relation with some people, and they can pay off or not. Yeah, so choices and consequences. So this is kind of the good spy story that you never know what will happen. Sometimes I even feel like in Jason Bourne's movie, like I even don't know if I can trust myself.
Right. It's fantastic. Fantastic. And I know we're about to run out of time here. So I want to thank you both for taking a few minutes to talk to me about Phantom Liberty. I really enjoyed my time playing it. I can't wait to whenever this is going to come out. Really looking forward to it. Huge fan of Cyberpunk 2077 and Phantom Liberty looks fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.